Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, happy New Year's, 2018. You know, something one of my friends was saying, like, ridiculous things, like, for the new year, I'm gonna catch Pokemon, and I'm going to hopefully win the lotto. Like, we all make these resolutions and goals that we set for ourselves, you know, basically to try to start new, you know, new year, new me thing. Which I get it. I perfectly understand, you know, you want to change things in your life. But one thing I have to say is that it shouldn't have to be something transitioning, like a new year, for you to start planning for your life, start planning to make those changes. It shouldn't have to be a festivity to make you see that, hey, my life is not that great. I still have goals I need to meet and I need to get on it. I think a lot of times people, you know, basically procrastinate. Happens all the time. Like, we can set up this idea, this dream that we have, and then it just basically falls flat because we just have that idea and we never take forth the steps to make that happen. And I'm saying this because I have so many dreams and ideas, and this podcast was one of them. Like, I had never thought that, you know, I can even do this. You know, I was like, nobody's listening to me. But I knew that artistically, I wanted to accomplish things. And I really do take a lot of risk. My first risk was I wanted to write my second book, and I didn't know how, or I didn't know what, or it would be about it. I just knew that I wanted to do it. I wanted to prove to myself artistically that I can create something. You know, like, within me, that something was brewing that I wanted to expose. And so I was living in Houston, and just something told me to move to improve that dream, move to make that dream a reality. And I was like, okay, well, where can you move to? You know, I lived in California before, and I was like, well, should I move back to California? Like, where can I go? And I was like, you know, I want to be around my culture. I want to be around my family. I want to be around friends that I know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I didn't have friends in Houston. I did. My best friends, they still live there. But I was like, culturally, I want to be around the atmosphere of what made me. Bring me back to my childhood. Bring me back to the root of me. And I decided to move to Louisiana, and it hadn't been easy. It was not an easy transition, but I was determined to change my surrounding and my atmosphere to fully get the gist of my creativity. And so before I left Houston, I was like, well, what do I want this book to be about? And I was like, well, nobody really knows. I mean, on my website, you see poetry all the time. But do they know that beyond fiction, I have an imagination of poetry? And then I was like, I want to talk about my life. And I was like, my brother's voice came in my head. No snitching, you know? We don't snitch around here. You don't tell people all your business. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, what is the creative way to express my life, to talk about my life, to let the world know of how I am and how did I become this way as a woman? And all I could think about was being a survivor. I don't like the word victim, you know what I'm saying? Because victim means I'm helpless, and that's never the case. I'm not a helpless individual. I'm not wounded and out of battle, and I'm not weak. So I never try to, you know, compare or justify who I am as an individual by using these weak terms, because I'm not. I've been through a lot of things. And through this podcast, I will slowly reveal that about myself, but I've been through so much traumatic and even misunderstood or just wild things that created me to understand who I am as an individual and my growth process. So with that, I make it a point and a goal to not demean who I am as a woman. And I feel like a lot of times, and it, I mean, you know, it's just my personal, I think that a lot of men and women, they want to be victims from their past and their experiences. They want to be victims and place these words into the atmosphere, demeaning their character, demeaning who they are as a person, lowering themselves into this existence of not being important. Now, I'm not saying I'm the, you know, shit. I'm not, you know, extra like that, but I make it a point to not second guess myself or put it to a point to show how I feel about me. And I preach about this all the time of, you know, your self-worth, but realizing who you are as an individual is an important base to starting out for your creativity, because how can you create something or express something and you don't know who you are? So in that instance, I decided to write poetry, but I wanted to be about my life. And the book is called Titan's Essence. You can cop it. I have it. It's also on lulus.com. I'm self-published. Slowly working to get it global. But it's just a dream that I had to write, to express. But I did not want to disrespect the people involved. I don't want people to look at this, you know, my family, my mother, my father, my brothers, my friends. I didn't want people to judge them. Because I've healed over the situations that happened with me. I've grown from them. I've done a lot of forgiveness. And so I don't dwell on it. I'm not angry. And so I don't want to disrespect those individuals by trying to tell a story and not being truthful to who I am as a person. So I felt that poetry was the best way, was the best outlook for me. And as I say that, I moved a lot and I lost a lot. Like, I don't even have some of my baby pictures because they were stolen or lost out of me moving or, you know, me being homeless. But there are memories that are placed in my head that I never forget. And I write them as stories because I want you to see them. I want you to visually see them as how I constantly replay that in my mind. I'll have one example. I dated someone who was, I called it a stick-up kid, but he was just bad business. And I wrote about it. And I wrote about me thinking I was pregnant or me having the symptoms. And I was just recollecting on the decision that I made. Like, this person isn't a good father figure, but I made that decision to date this person. So if I felt like this person wasn't up to par to be a partner with, why did I put myself in a situation? And I wrote it in my book. It's true. It's a fact. It happens to me. But that was my truth. This podcast is my truth. My website is my truth. My creativity is my truth. And that is what I've been blessed with. I paint. I do, you know, visual art and video. I do all these things, and for years I had pushed them off, and I'm like, next year I'm gonna do it. That's my New Year's resolution, to do that. And I pushed them off so much to where I'm watching my surrounding areas and everybody else creating and living in their truth and doing what they are blessed with, and I'm sitting here as like, I wish I would have done that. And I think it comes with courage. I think it comes with strength. And I tell people, don't put a time frame on nothing. I mean, I understand you want to be punctual. You want things to be on a deadline. That's perfectly fine. But as an artist, as an artistic individual, for you to fully create, there has to be no pressure. And when you put that time frame or that timeline on, you're pressuring yourself to deliver. So you don't fully take in or fully put your all into it because you're so worried about the time frame and not the actual quality of your product. I've watched, you know, some people with their businesses, and I'm like, I've watched you grow as an individual and how you expand. And that wasn't something that was in that first month of January New Year's resolution. This was years it took them to get to that point. There's this guy who designs shoes, and he's on like Excel and stuff. And I, you know, this is really weird, but I follow him on Instagram, and he always does these positive posts and everything. And I just was like, I was curious what stemmed him to just go out for this. And I asked him, I said, what time frame did you give yourself? Or basically, when did you know that your talent or your gift was needed? Because I was like, I'm not trying to sound discouraging, but I have so many ideas, and I just feel like they're not going to be acknowledged. I feel like no one is listening. I don't feel like there's going to be importance. And he responded to me. Like, mind you, he got probably a million followers. He is booming in New York. His brand is going into Saks, and, you know, like, he's really doing it. Fashion Week, he's really doing it. And he responded to me. He was like, you know what? I'll tell you this. I think I still have the message. I do. He said, I want to let you know this one thing. You know, God will place these blessings and these talent into your life. And he will force them upon you. He will constantly repeat them and replay them in your head because he wants you to fulfill that. Your prophecy, your blessing. And he was like, if you in your heart know that this brings you joy, that this completes you, then it really does not matter the time frame is when it's completed. The only thing that matters is that you do it. And when he said that, At first I was just shocked that he responded to my DM. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, people probably DM him or like, oh, yo, give me the hookup on some shows. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me a shout out. But he took the time out to respond to me. And I'm like, he literally answered my question as, if this makes you happy, if this completes you as an individual, as an artist, artistically, you have to do it. You have to complete it. But don't do it on the pressure of time frame. Do it because you have been blessed to do it and it makes you happy. Happiness is the key and most important thing. So what I'm saying to you is, don't wait till new year, new me type of deal. You have to lead up to that point. You have to gradually grow into an individual to expand, to fully commit to your goal and your dream. Invest in it. You don't know, and this is God's honest truth. You don't know how many times I have been broke by investing. And I almost knocked the mic down, but I'm so serious. Investing in myself to show and visually give the most creative things in my mind, the most creative visuals that I can give. And you know, it's true, to make money, you have to put up money. That's true. I'm not going to sit up here and say that, oh, you know, it was just randomly filming. No. But if you truly believe in yourself, then you're wasting your money on drugs and liquor and just unhealthy, toxic things in your life. Why not invest into a dream that will repay you 10 times fold because you love it and it makes you happy? That is the key. That is the true key. And I feel like we lose sight of that because, you know, we see other people creating their dreams quick, fast, in a hurry. It's all this microwavable notions that we get. And that's the difference between, I could tell you, my grandparents, my mothers, and our generation. There's so much that we force at a time frame and try to make it so quick that we never fully study and gain knowledge to obtain its full meaning. That's with relationships, that's with jobs, anything. We rush training. And then they force us out into the work field to see if we can bring back the bacon, and we don't even fully ever perform to the best of our abilities because we have no knowledge of it. Or in a relationship, we want it so quick, so fast, to where within that week time frame, we love that person. But then something happens to where you actually see who they are as an individual and you regret that love. You questioned that love, but you never gave it time to blossom and bloom. And so you break your own heart, or they break your heart, because they don't fully commit or sustain the person you thought or possibility that they could be. Or your dreams, we try so hard to fit everything in a time frame. And we're like, the new year's coming, I'm about to drop this, this, and this. Where were you this whole 365 days? What were you putting forth in the world or in your life, in your atmosphere, to make those things within 365 days complete, so that when the new year comes, everything has built up to lead you to excellence, greatness? It doesn't come overnight. No, it doesn't happen in one day when you count down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, this is something that's led up to a point to lead you to be a better individual. And we lose that. We completely lose that. And so what I want to tell you fully, I want you to understand fully what it is and what it takes to be great, the best you. Not because new year, new me. I can't stand that saying. And don't ask me what's my new year's resolution. And please don't ask me what I'm doing next year, because I'm doing the same thing I was doing today, yesterday, and the day before. Improving on me and getting me together. Whatever I'm blessed with, whatever happens and aligns and makes my world great, is going to happen. I can't predict the future. I can just tell you what I'm going to do. And what I'm going to do is continue to be me and build me. Growth is inevitable. You don't know what you're going to be tomorrow. You don't even know what everything you plan is going to happen. But you have to have faith in yourself and be realistic. Be passionate. And don't wait till the next year for a new you. You have to build that you. You have to mold that you and craft it. So when that new January 1st hit, you've already made those things happen. You gradually grew into that individual you knew you could be. And that business is booming because you made the transition to make it happen. So make it happen. In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.